WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has indefinitely adjourned Eric Adams' criminal trial as he weighs a Justice Department request to dismiss it.
District Judge Dale Ho appeared skeptical of the federal government's request to drop the criminal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. In an order Friday, Judge Ho did not dismiss the case, but adjourned the trial indefinitely. He says it's clear it will not happen in April. He says the key questions at play still need to be tested, so he's appointed former Solicitor General Paul Clement to argue the merits of the government's choices. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Governors from around the country gathering in Washington, D.C. for their annual conference. President Trump delivering remarks today, touting his efforts to cut federal spending and also bring an end to the war in Ukraine. The latest layoffs taking place at the IRS, some 6,000 workers expected to lose their jobs. Pope Francis not out of danger yet as he battles pneumonia, but doctors in Rome say he's not in jeopardy of dying from the virus. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has banned transgender student athletes from competing in girls' sports. According to an announcement by WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser on Wednesday, the Board of Control voted to update its policy to ensure compliance with federal directives. Those federal directives come from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump earlier this month, essentially reverting Title IX requirements to what they were during his first administration. The new policy is effective immediately. Barron County public health officials are warning residents to check their cinnamon for brands that were found to have contained lead last year. According to a press release, officials are asking anyone who still has cinnamon that was purchased before last August to check if it appears on the FDA's Food Alert website or throw it out for safety. The full list of products can be found by searching cinnamon lead recall on the website. Barron County public health officials are reminding residents that lead is not safe at any level, especially for kids. Less than 2 weeks after opening them, Barron County officials say the snowmobile trails in the area will close on Sunday. According to county officials, the trails are expected to quickly deteriorate with warmer weather in the forecast this weekend. The trails officially opened on February 14th, and the 10 days of availability would be one of the shortest snowmobiling seasons in decades if lackluster snow conditions prevent their reopening. Due to basically non-existent snow conditions last year, the snowmobile trails in the county weren't opened at all. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sink the Clippers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny today with highs hitting the low 20s and a bit breezy this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight would become partly cloudy, lows fall to the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then, we climb above freezing Sunday through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news? You go home to wait your trial. If you can't, Sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live on location in Hayward, Wisconsin at the beautiful studios of WBZH here. We have a phone call, actually. I thought we silenced the phone. That's on me. Welcome back to the show. You know it's live when we're getting phone calls on the air. Here in Hayward, thanks to everybody up here, including Big G, Darla, and Greg for helping us out, making us feel so much like home here in northern Wisconsin for the 51st Annual American Birkenbeiner. Back home at the world headquarters, downtown Madison, Wisconsin, Mr. Sam Davison filling in on the board, our producer engineer for vacationing, Mr. Zommers. It is the 21st day at TGIF Friday of February 2025. A great day to be Wisconsinite. Sam, always good to be along with you. Thanks for filling in today, my friend.
Glad to be here.
Is it sunny down back in Madison?
It is. It is warming up the studio. I've got all the blinds closed right now to try and keep it cool.
I know, right? Well, any big plans? Now, I know, it's supposed to warm up. Brittany Merlot and our great weather team says it's going to get into the 40s in some places. Maybe yeah, not up here in the North Woods, but down in South Central, Southern Wisconsin, maybe temperatures in 40 degrees. Now, this is great because it's going to have snow, but also it's going to be pretty warm. That's ideal weather to get outside in the winter.
Exactly. Maybe I'll make a snowman. The snow will get all nice and packy.
Right?
Yeah.
How about that? Or a snowball fight? Did you ever? At Wisconsin, you're a graduate of the University of Wisconsin Madison. Mm-hmm. I think they just got done with it a couple of weeks ago. But the big snowball fight on Bascom Hill.
Yeah.
Did you ever participate in that?
I did not. Did not participate. I saw the pictures from this year, though. It looked like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know people just kind of go out there and have a good time. Occasionally a little bloody injury on an ice ball or something like that. But you know, usually people have sufficiently, shall we say, imbibed, so they probably don't feel it too much before the snowball fight.
Exactly.
Well, great to have you along, Sam. Thank you so much for being here and filling in. Zommers will be back next Monday. Speaking of next Monday, by the way, our good friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, and also a veteran as well, is going to be on the program on Monday. And I think we haven't had Matt on for a little while now. And I think this is ideal time because Matt knows history like almost nobody else. And I think with everything happening right now overseas in Ukraine and other places, and also in terms of what's happening in terms of the law, going to be a great opportunity for Matt, as he does so well, like nobody else could put it down. I love this phrase because it is exactly what Matt does from Judge Weissman, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. because I think a lot of this stuff for a lot of us is confusing, but Matt can put it into the vernacular we all understand. So join us on Monday in hour number one. Matt Flynn will be here with me and breaking down all of the news. And, you know, it's only Friday, so we have no idea what could happen by Monday these days. It could be a whole news cycle. Matt will be here on Monday. Hope you join us for that. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, a lot of people say it once again, Sam. You have stayed there. You're helping me out. Zomers is off today. Peter Rapine, who is normally in with Week in Review, he's under the weather. So our old friend Chris Pauls is going to be along, and he'll be here filling in for Peter. And CP will have ebombsworld.com, the Week in Review. Now, this is wild and wacky stuff, as Johnny Carson used to say. These are not made-up headlines. These are actual things that actually stupid human beings have done. And so we'll break. I have the partial list here right now. We have a story on sex in Pennsylvania, which is always fun. I've never had sex in Pennsylvania, but I'm sure it's great. A dry ice gender reveal, that'll be great. And a weed farm that burned. So that's just a sampler of the stories that are coming up at the bottom of the hour. So looking forward to nervous anticipation of that, Sam.
Looking forward to it. It's, yeah.
Just wacky stuff that real humans have done.
Yeah, you looped me in on some of the headlines that you were going to talk about before the show, and I was looking at them. I'm not going to spoil them for you, but they're pretty good stuff.
All right, very good. Looking forward to that. Again, we are here on location, and many thanks to Ryan Kramer in Hour 1, a Birkenbeiner participant. This is going to be his fourth Birkenbeiner. It was great hearing from a person who's actually raced in the race and will be racing in it tomorrow. He is also a first lieutenant in the United States Space Force, so glad that he joined us on the program. And when you listen to these participants, again, we were here yesterday. We were outside. The only reason we moved inside today, not because it was any cooler, actually it's a little warmer today, but just because most of the action, the participation today is at Cable at the start of the race today, and then tomorrow is the big premier race, the Slumberland American Birkenbeiner. Start times range from 8:15 in the morning until 10:10. It takes basically 2 hours to get everybody started and on their way, because this is such a big event. And of course, it finishes up a half a block from where we are right now in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. If you're in the area, even if you have to drive a little while, I promise you, it'll be worth the drive. People up here are so friendly. There's all kinds of awesome places to eat, to drink, to hang out. There's candy stores up here. There's fudge stores here in downtown Hayward. It's really a great family event, so I encourage you to come up. Bring a cowbell if you have one. That's the big thing, to ring cowbells up here as people finish up the last 100 meters or so of this American Birkenbeiner. It really is something to experience, and invite you to call. All come up and do that. Big shout out to our keynote sponsor here at Civic Media this week for our coverage to Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. Had Joe and Miranda on yesterday from Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill. Just great folks. They're going to take care of you. Great customer service. They have the big screens last night. Sam, are you a hockey fan? Did you watch the big USA-Canada hockey game last night?
I wish I knew that it was going on. I'm not a big sports person, but I somehow was living under a rock and didn't even hear about it until after it was done. And one of my friends said, this must have been what it was like to be alive during the 1980 Olympics when the USA beat Russia.
A little bit. You know, I'm old enough to remember that game. And in the 1984 Lake Placid Olympics, when the United States beat then the USSR, the Soviet Union, in those semifinals, and then went on to win the gold medal. I think it was similar maybe to last night, but, you know, other than certain people in the Trump administration, I don't think there's quite the hatred for the Canadians that there was at the time in 1984 for the Soviet Union. And also the Soviet Union had just been an absolute powerhouse in those Olympiads for so many years, and for the United States, who, remember at the time, the professional players were not allowed to participate in the Olympics in 84. So these were just kids from the university, like Mark Johnson, just kids from the University of Wisconsin and other hockey powerhouses that were playing and knocked off these professional guys in the USSR. That's what really made it, I think, so special for those of us who were alive in 84. Yeah. But last night I was at, like I say, at the Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill. It was on everywhere. And boy, that was all people were talking about on the streets yesterday leading up to it. Places were packed up here in Hayward. And of course, Canada in overtime last night beat the USA 3-2. But wow, what a, I'm more of a college hockey guy, but boy, what a hockey match last night, the USA and Canada. So just one of the, you know, hockey, one of those things that makes Wisconsin great, right? A lot of fun, definitely. So anyway, I'm not sure what led me down that tangent, Sam. I forget. But anyway, well, well, we're going to talk at the bottom of the hour to our friend Chris Pauls, who is in with, I guess, something real things that people do. Of course, hockey is one of them. But these stories at the bottom of the hour, more weird and wacky stuff, as they say. All right. I guess we're talking about the what people were doing at the Birkenbeiner. So and our great sponsors there. So which we really appreciate. Among other sponsors, Coop's Pizza, Lori's Cards and Gifts, Pine Point Realty and Lakewood Cafe, and of course our keynote, Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. We thank all of them. And again, the Birkenbeiner, the big race gets underway at 8:15 tomorrow and finishes up in downtown Hayward. You can listen to our coverage tomorrow on Muskie 101.1 FM, our sister station here in Hayward. You could also listen to it for free via the Civic Media app. Here's a little factoid for you. An estimated 82-plus dump trucks, loads of snow, are used to cover the main street just a half a block from me. 82 dump trucks. And I saw them yesterday. They're bringing in some fresh snow for certain places. But it's the equipment up here is just is remarkable, the winter equipment on the streets. All right, the 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go.
Choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get
time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away, nothing to give you in terms of money or prize, but your chance to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin. And really, when it comes down to it, Sam, what price can you put on that to blow off a little steam all across Wisconsin on all 11 News Talk sports stations, right?
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to let it out.
That's right. Exactly. So I have props here for those watching on the stream. Here are Todd's Packer gloves, and here are my LL Bean parka, whatever, mittens. I have mittens and gloves. So here we go. What's worse now? What's worse, mittens or gloves? Mittens or glove? Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because for those watching the Birkenbeiner, you're going to want one or the other. What's worse, mittens or gloves? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us the answer on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it for free at your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, and you can text us on the first 11 stations. What's worse, mittens or gloves? And I know I go to this a lot, but for me, Sam, it's kind of, it depends.
It does depend. Usually, for me, I like mittens because I get cold hands real easy. My fingertips get real cold, so I usually use mittens. But
are you a poor circulation kind of guy? Do you have problems with circulation?
My fingers and my toes, they always really? Are the first thing to get cold.
All right. Rings on his fingers and bells on his toes. That's Sam Davidson wherever he goes. All right. We'll come back and get your answers to what's worse on the other side. Our live coverage of the American Birkenbeiner in Hayward continues on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Todd Allball Show live on location for the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner. Pleased to have you along here from our great studios at WBZH, the buzz of the north here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Check them out. Just a great station, AM 910 and FM 96.9. Also, our sister station up here, Muskie 101. Great country music. You can listen to both of those stations live on the Civic Media app, where we are taking your opinions right now, your phone calls as well, right in the middle of today's What's worse, mittens or gloves? Mittens or gloves? Give us a call, 855-752-4842. Len off the text line in Madison, WMDX, says, what's worse, cold coffee or warm beer? Now, you've given us a Kobayashi Maru, Len. You've changed the parameters of the test, but I'll answer it. Not even close. Warm beer, worse than cold coffee. Sam, any thoughts on that one?
I mean, they're both not good, but I think I got to agree with you.
Yeah. Warm beer, it ain't happening. Skunky beer, not happening. What's worse, though, for today, mittens or gloves? Mittens or gloves? Matt in Middleton, listening on MDX, says, gloves for the driver and mittens for the passenger, as mittens are useless unless you're just sitting there or walking, so I'll keep the gloves as I like to drive. Now, that's a practical answer, Sam. I like that.
I agree, yeah.
Linda in Middleton, listening on MDX, says mittens, when it's really cold, are better. Gloves are better for driving. However, oh, this is great. I have convertible mittens that are great. Have you seen those, Sam, where the end comes off and then your fingers can kind of dance around?
I have. My mom has a pair of those. She loves them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty good. Len in Madison again says, if warmth is the only issue, gloves are usually worse than mittens in keeping your fingers warm, though mittens are worse if you need the dexterity use of your fingers. All right, there you go. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. CJ from Stoughton on the line. CJ, thanks for calling. What's worse, mittens or gloves?
Well, cold hands are worse, so I like those convertible ones, too.
Have you used those before?
You know, thanks for taking my call, Todd. I know we usually discuss politics, but the Telemark Lodge, is that a question about the Birkebeiner? Is the Telemark Lodge still operational?
Yes. Yeah.
It used to be a beautiful ski resort.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call and appreciate you keeping it on point here with the Birkebeiner. What?
What'd you say? Another question.
Telemark is still a thing up here and an important part of it. So yeah, skiing and everything up here in this part of the woods. And so yeah, absolutely, it's a huge part of the Birkenbeiner.
Well, I know the Norwegian dancers used to get invited and perform in the lobby of that beautiful lodge every year. And I'm just curious, maybe if that still happens, because that was, yeah, they got to be a big part of that for years and years, which
I've never asked you this, CJ. Are you a native of Stoughton? Is that where you grew up?
My parents moved from the east side of Madison when I was five. And took my brothers and sisters, and they had to take me with. I was five. Yeah, but I
they
did
had
grow
to take
up
you with. So. But I mean, it's another. I mean, there's so much Scandinavian heritage all across Wisconsin. Whether it's Stoughton, whether it's Westby in southwest Wisconsin, up here in Hayward. I mean, you know, you can go all around the state, and I think somebody knows somebody in their family who is Norwegian or Swiss or what have you. And so, yeah, Stoughton, the dancers there. You have the beautiful arts center there, the Performing Arts Center. Lots of great heritage there in Stoughton as well, right?
Yeah, very much. Sitting in my parade, which celebrates Norway's Independence Day of the 17th of May, is what it stands for. But yeah, it really is. There's some great ambassadors. They have sister cities in Norway, and a lot of Scandinavian people. Certainly migrated to that area and community. You'd swear I look like them when I had hair, but I think
you and me both, my friend. I don't have a whole lot of hair left either, but those things happen. Great call, CJ. Appreciate you bringing that up. And yeah, have a great weekend. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Just a couple of minutes left for you to weigh in on today's What's Worse, Mittens or Gloves? Mittens or gloves? 855-752-4842. Do we get your final answer, Sam, on that? What do you think?
I think gloves are worse because mittens, like I've got my mittens here that I'm wearing.
Oh, look at, see, you have some really nice mittens.
Yeah, they're made out of leather.
Are those leather?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. You can fit a hand warmer in them and warm all your fingers at once, which is really nice. But if... For whatever reason, if the studio ever were to get to like 20 degrees, I wouldn't be able to do my job because I have to press a lot of buttons and I can't do that wearing mittens.
You'd be like a Muppet or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I have both, and I mean, I agree with most of our callers and texters, I think. I mean, I love these really heavy-duty mittens. If I'm going to go like for a hike out at Picnic Point or at Governor Dodge or a winter, I love winter hikes. And so, but if you're just going to be hiking, I like the mittens. But yeah, if I'm going to be driving or, and now, see, Sam, now these Packer ones I got up at Lambeau, they have the little material on the end so you can actually like, you know, text with
them. Oh, you can use a smartphone with them. That's pretty slick.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, again, you should just be out enjoying. I should be out enjoying nature, not worried about my phone. But it's nice, like yesterday, we were outside and you have to broadcast. You want to do a couple of things. I agree with the dexterity part of gloves. So I guess that's why those of us in Wisconsin try to use both, right? here, a listener at WRCE in Richland Center says kitten mittens are the best. Now, what are you? You're a young person, Sam. Kitten mittens? Have you heard of those?
I sure wish I have heard of them. I have not.
All right. Well, if anybody knows what kitten mittens are, text us in and explain. So that'll be great. All right. I guess that wraps it up. So The winner today, or the loser, is that gloves or mittens. Mittens are worse overall, if you want to do anything besides walk around. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate everybody participated. Come on back. We're live in Hayward for the Birkenbeiner, a special edition of What's Worse with our friend CP. Chris Pauls on the other side is the Todd Allball Show from Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than 5 chickens or quails, but could allow those local governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the position of Ashland County Coroner. According to a press release, the current county coroner, Barbara Beeksma, is resigning effective May 2nd, and the new appointment will serve the remainder of the term ending January 5th, 2027. Residents interested in applying for the position can do so online, and the application materials must be submitted by 5 p.m. on March 7th. Potential candidates can also request more information about the process through the gubernatorial appointments office. The Duluth Department of Public Works is proposing a new monthly surcharge to residents to fund repair projects at the water treatment plant. According to city officials, the monthly $5 charge would begin in May of this year if approved. They're hoping the new surcharge will help provide funding for an estimated $42 million in repair projects and could last for as much as 20 years if the city is unable to secure state or federal funding to decrease the financial burden of the projects. A public hearing on the proposal will be held on March 18th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny today with highs hitting the low 20s and a bit breezy this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight would become partly cloudy, lows fall to the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then we climb above freezing Sunday through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the proper response to tyranny. Also, was Trump elected to rein in inflation or create a new world order? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
is. Welcome back to the clubhouse here. It's the Todd Hallball Show live from Hayward, Wisconsin. That's our Olympic Birkebeiner music there as we are live in Hayward for the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner. We are downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, just a half a block off of Main Street where tomorrow the finish line will take place for thousands of people here in Hayward for the Birkebeiner. It starts out up by cable and then advances down and finishes right behind us. We are in the studios of WBZH, our affiliate station here, not affiliate, but our news talk station in the North Woods. And looking forward to all that coverage. You can also catch coverage tomorrow on Muskie 101 FM. That's normally our country music station. Big G and Gray are going to have coverage all day tomorrow. You can also stop by the studios here in downtown Hayward at WBZH. Great prizes and fun by all. We appreciate everybody up here for making us feel welcome. It is a wonderful event, and hopefully each and every one of you gets up here and enjoys it very, very soon. One final shout-out to our great sponsor this week, Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane, helping make all this coverage possible for us here at Civic Media. All right, time once again at 1:35 for another edition of Week in Review, real, actual, goofy things that goofy humans do. Normally, our friend Peter Rapine would join us, but for those playing the home game and scorecards at home, Peter Rapine a scratch at that position today, and the designated hitter, Chris Pauls. Chris Pauls, our old friend and the co-executive producer of this program, who is a media mogul, and he joins us now from his home. CP, welcome back to the show. It's been much too long.
It's been a while, Todd. Yeah, you're way down the bench today. Way down.
not true at all. But we appreciate you filling in for Rapine. He's a little under the weather, and we wish him all the best and the hope that he sobers up soon. No, I'm just kidding. He's fine.
No, I mean, I checked in to see if it was bottle flu or not. It wasn't. He's legit sick.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So help us out. These are, as we say with Rapine, you can find all of these stories at ebombsworld.com, ebombsworld.com, and you help oversee this entity. These are real stories now. You worked for The Onion for a while. This is not that. This is not satire. These are actual things that actual humans have done.
Yep, these are real stupid things done by real stupid people, Todd. And, you know, we've got a whole slate today. First, I would like to say that on the What's Worse today, it's boxing gloves for me. That's all
boxing I'm wearing. Gloves?
Yeah, out in the cold. You see me drive. It's really, I recommend it. I mean, they come in handy for a variety of reasons.
Well, and if you drive through the wrong part of town, you're all set to go. Your hands are warm and you're prepared.
That's it. You know, and the charges aren't as severe because of the glove. Right. Anyway, should we get this?
Let's get right to it. Sam is ready to go. He's joining us as well. And all right, let's get right into it. The week in review from EPOM's World CP. What's our first headline?
The first headline, it comes to us from Pennsylvania, Todd, and it's man claims he's had sex with every woman in Pennsylvania that he wanted to.
Man claims that he's had sex with every woman in Pennsylvania that he wanted to, and I feel like the wanted to is the key headline, part of the headline.
It totally is the absolutely, like, thing you can't miss. And ladies, if you go and look at this fellow, I mean, what a catch. I think an idea of who this gentleman might be jumps into your head the second you hear the headline.
Right.
But yeah, he also wants the world to know, I should say the female world to know, that he's moving to Nashville soon. So look out down there. And apparently size 6 is the number for him. So
so he's gone through the whole state of Pennsylvania at this point. And again, the key here is he's not had sex with every woman in Pennsylvania, but those that he wanted to. And so now he's moving on to Tennessee.
Yep. He's a discriminating gentleman. Just look at him. Do we still have these links on the site, on the Civic site?
Yeah, we will put them on there after the show. We put them in the show notes or whatever, so people can click on those. And yes, once you see this gentleman, the list of women who may have want to have relations with him is a pretty short list.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he just, for Wisconsin reference, he looks like the guy in 85 that was sitting outside the Quick Trip after it closed down.
The guy in 1985 sitting in front of the Quick Trip after it closed down. We all know that guy.
Yeah.
Heck, I was that guy.
Right here for Todd. It's always great to be back in the Superstation, too.
It's great to have you along. Okay, very good. I can honestly say that I've never had sex in Pennsylvania, by the way, just for the record. All right, number two, a second headline from EPOM's World.
Couple smokes out all their guests with dry ice gender reveal party gone horribly wrong. So for those of our listeners who, like, I'm now going to poison your brain if you don't know what a gender reveal party is. Mm. This is where people that are going to have a baby make an absolutely ridiculous production out of a lot of nothing by revealing to the world what gender their baby is going to be. And in this particular video, they do it with dry ice and absolutely flood their house with smoke. First of all, you're having a child, like, right. whoopee. Like, no one has ever done that before. new in the annals of human history.
All right.
But I get that I'm supposed to be happy for you, but does everyone need to know? Like,
And also, why have these things become literal productions? I remember when it was like, oh, we're pregnant. Y'all, great. Good for you. You know what it is yet? Either A, no, we're going to wait, or we're having a girl or having a boy. That's it. Now there's a whole industry to this headline. I mean, dry ice? I mean, did they bring in a prince impersonator? I mean, what's going on?
This, like, people burn down, like, entire forests doing this nonsense.
Yes.
But anyway, you think I'm screaming at the clouds now, just wait in like 4 minutes.
Okay. So the point of the story is this couple brought in a huge dry ice machine to the point where people were just suffocated out of there.
They're literally like kind of pouring out of the house. There's all this pink smoke everywhere. It's, you know, it's worse than when they elect a new pope.
which, by the way, could be happening very soon. All right. Headline number three of EPOM's World with CP.
Weed farm burns down, gives everyone in the area a free contact high.
Weed farm burns down and give everyone a contact high. This is one of my favorites of the week. This is absolutely fantastic. Explain.
Again, great video. Weed farm in Thailand sadly caught on fire. Smoke didn't travel across the pond, sadly. But, people in the immediate area, man, there's like the sound of chip bags opening everywhere.
I mean, this isn't any different than walking down Willie Street on a Saturday afternoon, quite frankly. But no, in Thailand, this cannot be intentional because these people lost a lot of money. Do you think this was arson? Do we have any reporting on this? Or somebody just dropped a match and the whole thing went up in smoke and everybody goes around thinking they're flying?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe a bong tipped over. Who knows? Like, however it happened, the immediate area was the total benefactor.
Well, and that's the great part of the story, right? Is that grandma, who probably never lit up in her life, is sitting there feeling really happy, and the grandkids finally see grandma a little happy.
Your point now, Todd, in Thailand, no glaucoma. None. It's gone.
See? Helping the world one bonfire at a time. We're talking with CP from EPOM's World. All these headlines, real things that wacky humans have done at EPOMsWorld.com. All right, CP, next headline.
Remembering when a dude ate uranium on live TV to show, quote, that it's harmless.
Now, wait a minute. Explain this, eating uranium on live TV. And again, we have to, our lawyers are telling us, do not try this at home.
No. Like, it is very harmless. You know, I think one comment said, like, once on the lips, half life on the hips.
What prompted this individual to do this?
So this gentleman was, it is in 1983, and it was after the Three Mile Island accident.
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman was a member of the John Birch Society.
Of course.
Which, once an absolute ridiculed organization. Kind of surprised today they don't have a theme park. But
the John Birch Society theme park?
He's claimed that Three Mile Island didn't happen, and he was a big proponent of safe nuclear power, which, if done correctly, I mean, the real problem with nuclear power is disposing of the waste, but I guess right. that's why we have Nevada. So he allegedly ate uranium on live television. Nobody could ever verify that it was actually uranium. He did live till 2008, to the ripe old age of 82 years old. So I doubt that he actually ingested uranium. He did this a number of different times, but I just thought it was kind of a, it is just a wild video. You should watch it.
Well, I think the moral of this story, CP, is don't ingest uranium because it's bad for Uranus. Anyway, next story. So headlines from Chris Paul's CP here at E-Bombs World.
Sam, do you have a sound effect of shooting fish in a barrel? Because that's what Todd just did.
We've worked together for too long, you know. When you know someone since the kindergarten or whatever it was, you know.
It's true. This one is a more visual thing, but it's really quite cool. Did this news station actually capture a UFO? So this is a guy about to do a weather report, and he's right. I forget which city it is, but it's the cityscape behind him, and all of a sudden this light like shoots across the screen, and he's like, "Hey, whoa!" And some people speculated that it's just a spotlight reflecting off the clouds. But again, pretty cool. Happened on live TV. You know, they're out there, Todd.
So this is like, you know, whether you're at WBAY TV in Green Bay or WISC TV in Madison or TMJ in Milwaukee, all these news stations now to bring you, and you've noticed this, it's all about right now. I mean, we got 6 inches of snow in Madison a couple weeks ago, and you would have thought it was, you know, Hurricane Irma about to land in Madison. And so now they have these weather cameras where they give you the real time. They want to show you the weather. And so is that what we're talking about here? What are these weather cams? And in live time, a UFO goes right across the screen.
Yep. And that's kind of the story of that. But it is kind of an interesting video, and we'll let our listeners kind of make up their own mind if they can watch it.
Is it real or
next
not?
Is along these same lines. Hungry whale appears to eat kid, then spits him out.
Hungry whale eats kid and then appears to spit him out.
Kind of went viral on Reddit this past week, where this dad allegedly videotaped his son in a kayak. A whale appears to drag him under and ingest him and then spit him out. Some people, again, speculating this is a fake, but I will tell you, if it's a fake, it's a very, very, very well-known one because it looks very real.
Wow. What country is this from, supposedly?
Why would, it's understandable why a whale would spit out a human being. Like, who wants to eat equal parts, like, resentment and anxiety? Like, who wants to eat that?
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that for dinner. But do we know what country this comes from? That makes a difference, but.
One with an ocean, Todd. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, somewhere in the world. But this is apparently a kid's kayaking and the whale comes. I have actually seen this video. And it is – I don't think it's fake. I think – because you
it
see this
– pretty good.
Like, you see this every so often, right? Somebody's kayaking or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, you know, a humpback whale comes up and, like, lifts them out or – you know, I mean, we're just living in the fish's world after all. We're invading their world.
It was all presented to us in Star Trek 4, Todd. And I just
100%.
Said that. I just said that for Gary's benefit. 100%.
Two whales named George and Gracie. We'll come back after this. More with CP. Actual headlines from actual wacky human beings. More Week in Review as we're live from Hayward at the American Birkebeiner here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's got a history. There's a party downtown on Main Street. Everybody's got a fever for the Berkey.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to our special coverage of the American Beer Combiner in Hayward, Wisconsin. It's the Town Hall Ball Show live on location here in beautiful Hayward, WBZH, our beautiful station up here in Hayward. That music, Sam, nicely done there. Great band called Super Tanker, based out of Madison, Wisconsin. And one of the leads, the guitar player, singer, songwriter extraordinaire. He's a man, he's a Renaissance man. CP, Chris Pauls, who joins us now. Great band, CP. I've seen you guys play, and people should come out. They can find you on Facebook, I know, at Super Tanker. Any big gigs coming up soon?
We're going to be at Summerfest again this summer, it sounds nice. Like. And we're going to be playing at the High Noon Saloon in June. There'll be some other stuff on the site. But, yeah, thanks, Sam, for the plug there. Super Tanker. You can find us on YouTube and Spotify.
Yeah, great band. And also our mutual friend, Rocker, who you guys have played together their bands before, and he went through a little health – not a little, I'm understating – health incident here a while ago. He's talked about that on Max Inc. Radio. There's a big benefit concert for him to help pay with the expenses coming up on May 4th, and I know I'm going to be there. I'm assuming you're going to be there, and more information on that soon, but people should get out on May 4th for that.
Yep, absolutely. I happened to be there that night. We were the band that was on the bill with them. It was quite, frankly, one of the more traumatic things I've ever seen in my life. But it's you know, had a happy ending, and everybody should help them as much as they can.
Yeah, Rocker was on back on Max Inc. Radio this last week, kind of sharing some of that stuff, and very powerful radio. So very thankful that he is on the road to recovery, and more information about that great concert coming up on May 4th. You can find Super Tanker, as CP said, at Spotify. And what else, CP?
YouTube, and our site is supertankerband.us.
All right. Very good. There we go. All right. Back to the matter at hand. More wacky headlines. We can review courtesy of EPOM's World. CP in for an ill rapine this week. What's the next headline, CP?
Dude wakes up to discover he ate the whole hotel minibar.
Now, wait. The dude wakes up to find out he ate the whole hotel minibar. Explain.
So everybody knows that hotel minibars are the biggest ripoff, like, in all of America. And this poor kid went to bed, apparently had quite a night of it, and he consumed everything at the hotel minibar. I'm assuming this cost him thousands of dollars. But he did a little video about it. It's cute. It's kind of funny. anybody who's ever shown up kind of late at night in a hotel room and found things closed and dipped into the mini bar, there always is a little sticker shock.
It adds up quickly. I think I've only dived into things twice ever, and I think I had a beer out of it or something. It was like $20. It was just like, really? Seriously?
Yeah, you really haven't lived until you've eaten a $17 bag of Cheetos.
Right. All right. What else you got? Next headline.
It turns out you can get a VIP table at Popeyes now.
At Popeyes.
It's true. The
fast food restaurant.
Service. As this video demonstrates, these people got table service at Popeyes. And I got to tell you, like, it kind of looks like the thing for me. I mean.
Should we have our next meeting there?
I think we totally could. Like, at least the furor over the chicken sandwich has calmed down so much. We don't have to worry about being stabbed in the line.
Now, I've seen video of this. And the staff of Popeyes, you know, like some of these restaurants, they come out, you know, and you know, cheer you on when you have a birthday or whatever. But I mean, it's like a – I don't understand what the VIP part is. Like, do they bring you out like a gold bucket of chicken or what are they doing?
I mean, you'll have to watch the video. They come out. There's a little bit of TGI Friday-ish song and dance. But right. I got to say, it's way leveled up from that. And totally worth it. Plus, I just love the chicken. As I get older, as I rapidly age, probably right in front of all the viewers' eyes, like, I'm kind of a fried chicken guy in my old age.
Are you really? I haven't. Well, I mean,
I'd rather have it than a steak these days, to be honest.
Did you see that KFC is pulling out of Kentucky and going to Texas?
Yes. Let's be honest.
They also left our hometown. There's no more KFC in Richland Center. It's been there since we were in high school.
You know, to quote Patton Oswalt, it all headed south with them with the failure pile and the sadness bowl. when they put all that stuff in that bowl, that was the end.
Right.
We all should have known this day was inevitable.
All right. One more headline, CP.
I got one for you. It's a doozy. Colombia's president says whiskey is as bad as cocaine, and we're racist for banning it.
Whiskey is as bad as cocaine, and we, the United States people, are racist for banning it.
It kind of makes – the racist part. Peter tarted up that headline a little bit. But he does seem to suggest that cocaine is frowned upon because it's mostly produced in Latin America and in, you know, select horse trailers around the United States. But everybody should just go on and watch the video and, you know, just kind of let the guy speak for himself. And see if you buy
all right. Well, you can find all these headlines at ebombsworld.com. Thank you, CP. We appreciate you filling in. Now, you have a big announcement here. What's going on here?
In a couple weeks, I'm going to be back to talk about something we're going to do on the show that's going to be brave new world for us. And I'm really excited about it. We've been working on it for a long time. Let's just say that it will be around the NCAA tournament time and might have a little bit of linkage to that. But I thought I would come on here and do an insufferable tease. hopefully people will tune in a couple of weeks and we'll have a big announcement for them.
All right. CP will be back in a couple of weeks with a big announcement. We appreciate you, CP. Thank you so much for everything you do for the show and for filling in for Repine today. Great job. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate you. All right. Also, thanks to our friend also Brady Ewing from Richland. It's a big Richland Center show today, or it was. Brady Ewing as well. Also, Ryan Kramer for being on the show. And all the participants of the Birkenbeiner. Thanks to Sam Davidson for filling in for Zomers today. Appreciate you, Sam. Have a great weekend. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday with Matt Flynn.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, we discuss the idea that women should just make sandwiches for their men and maybe shouldn't even have the right to vote, because that's what's coming from the MAGAs. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man charged in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson back in state court this hour. Luigi Mangione is making his first court appearance since pleading not guilty to murder charges and a terror charge in the December killing. It's a procedural hearing. ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd says the judge could also set a trial date, and he's also facing federal charges.
What it tells us is they're clearly prosecuting this in a very aggressive manner. They are looking at every possible charge at a state and federal level, and they're levying them against him. So they're prosecuting this very quickly and very aggressively.
Layoffs have started at the IRS. Sources at the agency say the timing could impact tax filers this season. The White House disagrees. Doctors at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, who are treating Pope Francis for pneumonia, briefed the public today, saying the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also say the 88-year-old pontiff is not out of danger yet. This is ABC News.
I'm James.